Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Boy, do we got a lot to talk about here today. Boy, do we ever. Well, we had two nights of SummerSlam, and the first night was, it was there, you know. There were some good matches and some not-so-good matches, and it was kind of boring, and it was long. It actually wasn't that long, but like there was so much downtime that it felt longer than it was. And then we had night two, which on paper looked like a significantly better show. And, you know, it was. There was like a good opening match and a great ladder match. And, you know, there was kind of a lull there in the middle. But then we had a great John Cena-Cody Rhodes match. And then when it was over, Cody Rhodes won the title. And whose music should hit but Brock Lesnar? And Brock Lesnar came down to the ring, and the fans went wild. And he gave John Cena an F5. And that's how the show went off the air. And he's back. So, obviously, a lot of questions we have to talk about here today involving old Brock Lesnar, and we'll get into all of the rest of the news as well. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566, that is 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Biggie's favorite wrestler, Filthy Tom Lawler.
That is not.
You got a shout-out from him last night.
Yes, I did get a shout-out. He did not say I was his favorite
wrestler. You're so happy.
Nor would I believe that I would be.
You know what's funny? Before we get into all this Brock stuff, I do got to say that Biggie is awesome. And he's like one of those guys that no one ever says anything bad about. And he's one of those guys where, like, if I heard that, you know, Biggie was like a fan of the show and liked the show, I'd be so delighted. I wouldn't say that about like a lot of people, but Biggie, it'd be like, yeah, that's cool. I like Biggie. But
I've been a fan of Biggie since back in the day when he was clapping his hands with chalk doing the five count gimmick on NXT. Yeah. He's been a star for a long time, so even if he doesn't listen, still a fan of his. And you last week actually hemmed and hawed and whined about these long pre-shows that WWE puts on. Well, you know what you can do, Brian? You could put on the pre-show for 3 hours. You could put on the post-show for 2 hours after the shows are over. And you could listen to Big E on them because he is the highlight of those shows for me.
Yeah, I don't watch the post or the pre-shows. But, you know, sometimes before the show starts, I turn it on, and he does a good job. Well,
he's probably more of a granny fan.
Now we got to, I mean, who isn't? We got to talk about Brock. He's back. I hit that music, and I was astounded. And
Brock?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar?
It takes a lot.
The New York Territory wrestler?
I've been doing this for a long time, you know? 1995 was when I started Figure Four Weekly. It's been 30 years that I've been being paid to do this. And, you know, not that much surprises me. But golly, I was astounded when they hit that guy's music. And he came out, and the place went wild when he came out.
I used expletives when he came out. The crowd, you could describe them as having used expletives when he came out. I think everybody was shocked. Michael Cole uttered an expletive. Wild moment.
So, you know, this is a ongoing legal case involving Janelle Grant. So for some of this, I'm just going to just try to explain the facts. And then, of course, there's a lot of things that aren't, you know, there's opinions as well. But the Janelle Grant lawsuit, several references to Brock Lesnar. Now, the lawsuit, she filed suit against Vince McMahon, WWE, and John Laurinaitis. So she did not file suit against Brock Lesnar, but he is mentioned in the lawsuit, and not in a positive way. The lawsuit, let's see if I can find it here. McMahon continued his efforts to exploit Ms. Grant, including attempting to traffic her to a WWE star, Brock Lesnar, who would be in New York City for a live event at TV taping March of 2022. Upon information and belief, McMahon began to recruit Lesnar for a sexual encounter with Ms. Grant while she was still a coordinator in the legal department. By July of 2021, McMahon informed Ms. Grant that WWE superstar Lesnar would be their next, quote, playmate. On or about July 12th, McMahon directed
Boy, that would have been the ugliest playmate in history.
McMahon directed Ms. Grant to create personalized sexual content for Lesnar. McMahon shared the photos with Lesnar, informed Ms. Grant that, quote, he likes what he sees. On July 21st, McMahon flew and or caused Lesnar to fly on a jet into a local airport and travel into Connecticut for what McMahon described to Ms. Grant as a business dinner, as well as a sexual encounter with Ms. Grant in McMahon's condo. Upon information and belief, the dinner was to discuss Lesnar's continued involvement with WWE. Prior to the business dinner with McMahon, Lesnar made a brief visit to Ms. Grant's building. However, Lesnar did not return to the building for a sexual encounter because he was too intoxicated, and he was taken back to the plane. And there's plenty more in the lawsuit as well. And here's the point. Brock Lesnar has not been on WWE television in 2 years, okay? The last appearance of Brock Lesnar was SummerSlam of 2023, okay? This is SummerSlam of 2025. He's been gone 2 years. Now, they had a plan that involved not this year's Royal Rumble, but the previous year, so a year and a half ago. They had a plan that involved Brock Lesnar at that Royal Rumble. Brock was going to be eliminated by Dominic Mysterio, of all people. And then he was going to destroy him, obviously. And then they were going to do Brock versus Gunther at WrestleMania. Well, this happened. And so he's gone. Okay? So for a year and a half, Brock Lesnar has been persona non grata with WWE. Now, he was not fired. He was not suspended. He just wasn't used. He was being paid the entire time. So that's actually kind of a key, because you know how much money they pay this guy? They pay this guy a lot of money, okay?
Millions.
Millions and millions. Yes, he actually was benched, Funk Monk. Brock Lesnar actually was benched, okay? So he's been benched for a year and a half, and that guy makes a lot of money, all right? So the point is, clearly, he was benched as a result of his name being in this lawsuit, okay? Now, there's no... Janelle doesn't claim that they... I'm not even sure they ever actually met in person. There's no allegations of anything that he physically did to her. It's text messages and that sort of thing. But the lawsuit indicates that there was certainly intent, and, you know, it would have happened, she claims, had he not been inebriated and taken back to the plane, or whatever the case may be.
There is also message from Brock, I believe, purportedly, where he says that he doesn't want to have relations with her because if he did, she'd leave McMahon immediately after.
Yes, there were sarcastic text messages back and forth. I think Vince sent something and he said that that's your wheelhouse or something. But the point is, he's in there, and according to her side of the story, there was certainly intent for this to happen, but things occurred that prevented it from happening.
There was so much intent that Vince role-played as Brock.
That's also in there. So, point is, he was gone for a year and a half, and it was 100% because of this lawsuit. They did not take this guy off television and pay him for a year and a half for fun. The reason he wasn't there was because of this lawsuit, okay?
Well, people do a lot of weird things for fun, Brian.
Listen, that's why he wasn't there, is because of this lawsuit. Now, best of my knowledge, I mean, at least like publicly, nothing has changed, okay? But about 2 months ago, he was quietly added to the active roster. And some fans figured this out, that he had been, because it was brought up, the guy's back on the active roster, and, you know, the public thing was like, he's not back. I think they started making merch as well. And, I think that they could, you know, at the time, it's true he wasn't back, if we're going by the letter of, but I mean, obviously he was back once they put him back on the active roster. And then about a month ago, he was cleared by legal. So we got to talk about that after the break, because that is something we got to talk about. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering.
don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. So, a month ago, he was cleared by legal. Somebody on the chat here was like, what does that mean, cleared by legal? It means exactly what it sounds like. Legal cleared him to return, and he's back. Prior to that, he wasn't cleared to return, and he was not back. So, this actually is one of the most important parts of the story. Because the question is, what has changed?
Yeah, this could be a sign of things to come.
I mean, I know some, you know, someone said, you know, it was just time. This is not, it's just time. For whatever reason, 2 months ago, I guess I should say 3 months ago, because 2 months ago he was put on the active roster. For whatever reason, 2.5, 3 months ago, whatever, he was not cleared by legal to return. For whatever reason, it was like, no, this guy, this is not happening. And then suddenly he was cleared. What does that mean? Does that mean that, I mean, there are several things this could mean, okay? If you're a fan of Brock, you want to think positively about him. It's possible that in going through everything, they discovered that, in fact, I don't know. I mean, listen, here's the problem. The text messages were like, you know, they're out there. So it's hard to claim that they're not real. But I don't know. I mean, maybe they found, okay, well, he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, I don't know how, but maybe that's one possibility, okay? Another possibility is they're close enough to a settlement in which everything will be sealed, that they figured, okay, well, yeah, let's bring him back. Or, I guess the third option, those are really the only two. I mean, it's either, you know, they've, or, you know, it's some sort of...
I guess they could just not care.
Well, no, because if they didn't care, they never would have taken him out of the Royal Rumble.
I know
if
that.
If they didn't
care,
they're not going to pay him for a year and a half, millions and millions of dollars. Like, if they didn't care...
Maybe Trump pardoned him.
No, it's a civil suit, dude. The point is, it appears something happened where legal decided, okay, this guy's clear. Like, everything's okay with this guy. Like, he can come back. What that is, I don't know, but it seems something had to have happened. It's not just, well, you know, it's been long enough or what, like something happened and maybe we'll find out. But here's the thing, like, this is what I don't understand. And, you know, maybe we'll know the answer someday. Maybe we won't. If they felt this thing is going to be settled in the next month or two, okay, so, hey, it'll all be sealed. We'll never hear about it again. She'll take a settlement, whatever. I mean, why do you not wait until that happens to bring him back? Why did you bring him back before that happened? It just... None of this makes any sense to me. Do you understand? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like... They just brought him back! As far as I know, there's been no change.
You are at a loss for words.
You know what? I am at a
rare
loss
for words.
I'm actually at a loss for words. I cannot believe they brought him back. I was absolutely flabbergasted. And you know, here's the thing. You know, people get mad when we discuss this aspect of it, but I'm sorry, this is reality and this is the truth. Okay? if this would have happened 5 years ago, you know, fans might have been really upset. Sponsors might have pulled out, whatever. But I talked to fans that were in the building. I mean, you all saw it with your own eyes, okay? They hit that guy's music and everybody went wild. And they got on their chairs and they screamed and they went nuts and like they went crazy. And, you know, there's a big problem. It's not just in wrestling, but it's all over. This tribalism, you know? And because of where this business is, you know, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of fans that are going to completely overlook all of this. They're going to celebrate that he's back. They're excited about it. They don't care. And, you know, some people are going to say, well, these fans are terrible people, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, and we've already seen it. The fans that are celebrating his return, they have explained to themselves why it's okay. She never accused him of physically doing anything. He never touched her. I mean, they will find a way where they don't feel like they're terrible people for being surprised that, they're here in the chat right now. He didn't do anything. Or it says he didn't do anything. Vince offered videos. And, you know. And granted, I mean, I don't know, man. I just can't believe they brought him back. It's like, if she dropped him from the suit, like,
well, he's not a defendant. I mean, dropped him from the suit.
I mean, if she just like, well, no, but I mean, I think when they did the amended suit, I think there were names that weren't in there afterwards for whatever reason.
At first, his name wasn't in there. It was former UFC.
Well, yeah,
champion,
but I mean, everybody knew.
Boneheads going, oh, it was Ronda Rousey. When everybody knew.
I don't know. I was just astounded, and this person goes, a fan celebrating his return, don't know all of this. Actually, dude, I've been online all day. They do know.
Here's what's They're more just, alarming to me, yes. Brian. Here's what's more alarming to me is that I was listening to the show you did with Dave last night, and he went through a laundry list of people, of instances from the past, from the current, which people have done deplorable acts, absolutely heinous, horrendous things, and been brought back by this very company. They've been brought back by other companies in pro wrestling. They've been brought back by other companies in MMA. I am more surprised that anybody is surprised that they did this at the end of the day. You know, I mean, the main face of the UFC. Okay, slapped his wife. We have it on camera.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor just got in trouble for sexual assault case. He's on the roster. John Jones gets arrested multiple times. Domestic assault accusations. He's still on the roster. They just don't care.
Well, you're right. I mean, most of them don't care. That is absolutely true. But I was still astounded that they brought him back. I really was.
What are you going to do
what
are you going to do when Vince shows up on
television? Oh my God,
television?
Please. No. Listen.
No.
If this thing had been settled, okay? If this thing had been settled, all sides agreed to a settlement, it's sealed, the terms, everything, whatever, and then they brought him back, at that point I wouldn't have been surprised, okay? I wouldn't have done it, but I wouldn't have been surprised, okay? But nothing having changed, I am surprised. I'm actually really surprised. But, you know, I when it first happened, I was like, man, you know, this place just jumped the shark. But the reality is, you know, it was about 5 seconds I realized, nope, everything is going to go on exactly as it had. And there we go. I will also say this because, you know, there's a big thing on the board about the wrestling media, and some people are actually like, you know, Dave and Brian should just stop covering WWE altogether. Listen, Are you aware? Let's hold on. Let's get out of wrestling media for a second, and let's move on to like real life and world history, bro. If the media is not allowed to cover people that are in, you know, we're gonna cover WWE. We're going to review the shows. If matches are good, I'll tell you the matches were good. My job is to report on WWE. If things like this happen, I will report on these things. But the idea that, well, I can't review WrestleMania now, or I can't talk about how great that John Cena match was, that's preposterous, okay? The wrestling media, there's a lot of things the wrestling media does. I just spent 40 minutes talking about Brock. I could probably go about 40 more. But, I mean, the idea that let's not watch Raw tonight. Let's not review Raw. We will no longer watch a review. I mean, that's not how this works.
It would be like, Brian, we're going to cover World War II right now, but we're not going to cover any of the atrocities.
Yeah, we cannot
from
cover
either side.
Yes, we can't cover those terrible things. We must not cover the. Yeah. This person wants to know if I'd be surprised if they brought back Velveteen Dream.
Well,
that's the kind of thing they haven't. That's why this Brock thing is so astounding to me.
One reason why they're not going to bring Velveteen Dream back in any, you know, anytime soon is because he doesn't bring in the money. You know what I mean? Brock Lesnar's a lot bigger name. Vince McMahon is a lot bigger name to have on your TV than Velveteen Dream, who was, you know, I guess an NXT star, but I think most of the people have probably forgotten about him at this point.
Well, they did the press conference try to throw John Cena under the bus. He had a list of men he wanted to wrestle. We're doing what we can. It's like, come on, brother. What if John Cena says he wants to wrestle Kenny Omega? What if he says he wants to wrestle Hangman Page? You're telling me they're coming in?
Hey,
they're not coming in.
Cena versus the Hulkster.
That's not his call. Dude, John Cena and Tanahashi have wanted that match for a year. You think he asked for Tanahashi? He's just going to... No! Back in a moment, we'll talk whatever that show was. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one?
Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Whoa. Wrestling Observer Live.
Your voice gets SummerSlammed.
Listen, we're not going to get through all of the WrestleMania card. I got to call out my enemies. I'm kidding. But I do got to mention a couple of things related to the show. One of which is there's a story that just went up on our front page. Let me find it right here. Yeah, Seth Rollins. He says, I fooled the entire world. And then Becky on Saturday night was celebrating don't believe anything you hear on the internet or whatever. I was like, dude, we've been talking about this since literally the day after it happened. It was he went down on Saturday night's main event, and you know, I did immediately say that's real, because that's what people told me. It's legit. And you know, what they had done is they worked a lot of people because they wanted it to get out that it was real. But, you know, by the time we did Observer Radio that night, you know, Dave brought up that
John Pollock
had been told what they were going to do several days earlier. And it was weird because and at first, you know, it was like, OK, we're going to report that John Pollock was told that. But like we are being told that he's hurt. So this is weird. And, you know, it was about a day later. I got a message from somebody else, and they said, you know, I think what's going on is that, you know, his knee, and I don't even know if this part is even true. This might have been what Seth was telling, like, close friends.
I mean, he was moving pretty well.
His knee was tweaked, but the whole Saturday night's main event from start to finish was all a work. And you know, by Monday, literally by Monday, the Monday after that Saturday night's main event, I mean, we basically told you everything that happened. It was a worked injury on Saturday night's main event. The whole idea is he's going to do a surprise cash-in. It was going to be at SummerSlam. Maybe it will be, maybe it won't. And then, like, you know, literally the day before SummerSlam on this show, we did predictions and I said, you know, Seth is going to cash in, and he's going to win the title after CM Punk wins. And that's exactly what happened. So, I mean, I don't know what internet they're talking about, but I think everybody on the internet knew that.
Big telltale sign. They quit mentioning Seth, and they started referring to Bron Breakker as the leader of that group.
Yeah.
For weeks. Hey, I got a question for you, Brian. You enjoying the show? It's all part of the show.
So then the other thing I got to mention just briefly here is I was pretty irritated this weekend, you know, that Seth Rollins or that CM Punk and
Gunther
match. I didn't like it at all. I thought that Punk looked terrible in that match. And, you know, the thing that really irritates me is like, okay, listen, if you disagreed, fine. Like, I don't care. I don't get hung up on star ratings. I gave it a star and 3/4. Okay. Yeah. And hey, listen, you want me to be honest? I will. I vacillated between like, should I give this a star and 3/4 or should I give it like 2 1/4? Should I give it 2? I mean, it wasn't like I ever considered giving it like 4 or 5, but like, I thought, okay, you know, what should I give this thing? And I didn't even think anyone would even care. It was a funny thing. And so finally, you know, back in the old days, you know, the star ratings, okay? I actually memorized in, like, 1995 what the star ratings were supposed to be, okay?
Nerd.
5 stars? Well, no, because I wanted to rate matches. And if I remembered what each star rating indicated, it was easy. 5 stars was like, this is a match of the year candidate, okay? Well, it certainly wasn't, all right? You're telling me that of all the matches in 2025, Punk and Gunther should be in the running for match of the year?
Absolutely not.
No, okay? 4 stars is excellent, an excellent match. I did not watch that and think that was an excellent match, okay? 3 stars is a good match, okay? Listen, if you want to tell me that you watched it and you thought it was a good match, okay, fine. I don't care. Give it 3.5 if you want to, all right? I didn't think it was, especially once we got, you know, I thought Gunther was great. I thought that Punk, I'll get to him in a minute. Then there's 2 stars, okay? 2 stars is like average. Average, okay? So I watched the match, and, you know, about 25 minutes in, I'm like, this stuff looks so bad. Am I really going to say, like, this was an average match? And I waffled, and then finally I was like, no, I just can't. I just gave it 1.75 stars, and I moved on with my life. Then everybody goes nuts, okay? Everybody goes nuts. I never thought people would get angry over my star ratings, but here we are. So what irritated me more than anything else, and now people will know how to irritate me, is everybody jumped on the, oh, Brian hates Phil. Oh, he's still angry about Maria. This is 2006, dude. It's like, listen, if you disagree, that's fine. I don't care. Dave is probably going to give it like 4.5 stars. Great. I will not lose a blink of sleep. I don't care, okay? But I explained in great detail why I gave that rating. And the best you nerds could come up with was, I didn't like Phil. Did you listen to why I didn't like the match and what I thought about it? And on top of that, even more irritating is, okay, fine, you don't like my rating. You're going to act like I was the only guy who thought he was terrible in that match? That actually made me mad. I was not the only guy. I you know, you're one of my friends in this business, Tom, and I have others. And I won't mention any names because it's political and everything. But I was like, dude, do me a favor. Watch this match. Can you tell me if I'm out of my mind? Because, you know, these fans are like, oh, he wasn't blown up at all. He was just selling. He did a great job selling. He's in great shape. And I was like, hold on a second, dude. I wrestled for a long time, okay? So I'm not going to go to fans. I'm going to go to other wrestlers. I'm going to say, watch this match. And like, dude, tell me if I'm crazy. If I'm crazy, fine. I don't care. But like, watch it and tell me if I'm crazy, okay?
I didn't like the match.
Oh, now you're going to get it. The point is, I had people watch it. And, you know, listen, I'm an honest guy. Most of them were like, I think you maybe went a little low. But nobody that I showed that to was like, oh, he was just selling. And you way underrated that match. To a person, they were like, I think something was wrong with him. Like, he went into it with an illness. Or like he had the flu.
Ryan.
Or something. What? What's your take?
Can I just make a point about the match?
Go for it.
Okay. We are led to believe over the last couple of years that Gunther is the pinnacle. He's the one of, besides Cody Rhodes, okay, he is the best wrestler. He is the best technical wrestler on this planet. CM Punk's whole gimmick is that he is the best in the world. They talk about it all the time. It's on his trunks, right? That's been his moniker for years. The way this match was laid out and executed, at no point during the match did I ever think that CM Punk was the best in the world, because he got beat up for 95% of it. And the only time that he made a comeback was when Gunther, for some uncharacteristic, God knows why, unknown reason besides to get it done in this match, walked over and stood on top of the announce table and started playing to the crowd. and CM Punk tripped him and he fell face first. He freaked out, got in the ring, and then I'm expecting, okay, this is Punk's big Hulk Hogan, Hulk up, comeback moment to get the big win. And Gunther went in the corner. Punk laid in some of the most atrocious left jabs I have ever seen in my life. Duke Rufus would puke if he saw these punches. He hit an elbow drop off the top, went for the GTS, got countered, hit two GTSs, and got the win. At no point at the end of that or during the match itself did I come away thinking, that guy, the best in the world, as they called him after the match, is the best wrestler in the world.
Are you angry about Maria? What's your problem with Phil?
I think CM Punk is a great wrestler. I enjoy watching him on Raw. I did not like this match.
Yeah, and you know what's irritating is people like to ignore all the times I actually talk about what a great job Punk did. So they can fixate on one match where I thought he was terrible and bring up the, oh, you don't like Phil, whatever. Bro, you know what a better match was than this one? You know where he was way better than he was in this match? When he had a match with John Cena as a heel. His match with Cena, he was miles better than this. He had one of the best matches with John Cena during John Cena's horrific heel run. Anybody want to bring that up? No. It's only, oh, Brian hates Phil. So he thought this astoundingly great match was terrible. No, watch the match again, okay? I swear to you, someday, I just know this is going to happen because it happens all the time. There's going to be a WWE Unreal 2, and they're going to follow, you know, everybody through SummerSlam, and we're going to find out that, like, CM Punk had COVID or he had something, and that, like, he was deathly ill walking down the aisle. Did you watch him walk down the aisle, guys? You're Brian, all on me. Did you watch him walk down the aisle? Did you watch him in the first 2 minutes of this match when they're exchanging holds and he's huffing and puffing? Did you watch this with your eyes, guys? What are we doing here?
I think he got too tan.
He got too tan?
He was like a serious shade of orange that I don't remember him seeing at any point in his career. So
now,
he dried himself out like beef jerky.
I don't want to waste time, and I want to make sure we get this in. John Cena, bro, if you want to know why John Cena was John Cena, one of the biggest stars in WWE history, whatever they call him, the unseen 70, you want to know why John Cena was John Cena? Because of, like, what I saw on Sunday night. This was, no joke, the best John Cena performance. Like, people went back, and they, like, the best they could find was, like, it was like 2016 or 2017 with AJ Styles. Who, think about AJ Styles in, like, 2016, 2017. That was the last time. But you know what? This guy has had a horrible run. You know, he talks about how, he even talked about it on Unreal. He's like, you know, I want to do this last run, but I can't do anymore. I can't do this anymore. My body can't do it. You know, my SI joint hurts getting up from a chair. Like, this guy is ravaged, and we've all seen it in the last 4 or 5 months since he came back. But you know what? It was his last championship match of his career in front of 50,000 people. In the main event of SummerSlam, he was never doing something like this again. Like, this is it, dude. Not even like WrestleMania, where you're like winning the title and then you got to defend it and do some other stuff. Like, this is it. This was his final championship match ever. And that guy showed why he was John Cena. He went in there and had his best performance in a decade. And, you know, do I have to find that old saying again? I'm not as good as I once was, but what? I can be as good as I ever was. He did that. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One
out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my friends in the YouTube chat. This guy go. He goes, I wonder how many wrestling fans could pass the presidential fitness test. Hey, you know what? I could tell you something for sure, YouTube chat. Anybody who watched that CM Punk match with Gunther and concluded that CM Punk was in great shape, you would fail the presidential fitness test. Guaranteed. I think that's the one thing that we could all agree on. Was that, actually, apparently we can't. Apparently we can't. He looked great. He looked great. Hey!
You gonna make it, buddy?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. It's been... Oh, man. What a 24 hours it's been. What a 24 hours it's been.
So news-filled that we didn't even get to the results of WrestleMania.
Does anyone not know? Actually, yeah. That's another story. Yeah, we sent out an email this morning and somebody got really mad that we'd spoiled WrestleMania. This is Monday morning.
Oh, my Lord.
It's like, you don't know what happened at WrestleMania on Monday morning? You're trying to stay in the dark? What? But he was mad.
I had a friend yesterday watching who didn't realize that Cena was the champion since WrestleMania. So...
I guess
don't be surprised by anybody.
I'm not surprised by anything after yesterday. You should all know that. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. Vinny and I were up all this weekend after every show. Dave and I were up after every show. Yeah, we got a lot coming up, so check it out.
Oh my God, it's the greatest thing ever.
You're such a gimmick. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.